I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. What follows is for those who want to change the world from what it is to what they believe it should be. Those words were penned in the opening paragraph of the book Rules for Radicals, whose author, Saul Alinsky, was born on this day in labor history. The year was 1909. Saul Alinsky became one of the most famous community organizers in Chicago and even U.S. history. Alinsky was born to Russian Jewish immigrants. He earned his degree in archaeology from the University of Chicago, but could not find work due to the Great Depression. His first turn at organizing was that of a part-time labor organizer for the Congress of Industrial Organizations. Soon, he left labor organizing for a more broad-based community organizing. He worked in the back of the yards, forming the Back of the Yards Council, which became a prototype for scores of community organizations. In 1940, Alinsky formed the Industrial Areas Foundation, which served as a leader in community organizing training. He traveled the country helping to form similar community organizations. He then worked with African American organizations, most notably helping to found Chicago's Woodland Organization. The Woodland Organization took on issues such as segregated housing and community health. The Woodland Organization remains active to this day. Alinsky's Rules for Radicals became a guidebook for organizing strategies for countless campaigns. A Time magazine article claimed that American democracy is being altered by Alinsky's ideas. And National Review magazine founder William F. Buckley said Alinsky was, quote, very close to being an organizational genius. At the core of his book are 12 straightforward maxims. For example, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. Another is, keep the pressure on, never let up. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.